What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're right on time on this lovely afternoon, broadcasting live from LA. We got a lot to talk about on today's broadcast, but what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick commercial break while everybody's gathering in the room. Don't forget to hit that like button when you come in the room. Hit the subscribe button when you come in the room, ladies and gentlemen. Also, share the link to the broadcast. Share this link. Share the link. Because sometimes YouTube tries to do a little shadow ban. So share this link. And we're going to do this quick commercial break. So don't move a muscle. We will be right back right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. Do not move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game. Jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
What's up, family? You want to save bundles of dollars while getting the best products for your beloved pet? Then check out ThingGaze.com. At ThingGaze.com, they carry everything from kitty backpacks to food and water dispensers to LED lighted leashes to towering birdhouses. They have the fancy and the unusual. Head over to ThingGaze.com. That's ThingGaze.com for great products and free shipping. I promise you'll be glad you did. That's ThingGaze.com.
Are you looking to start your own business? Millions of brothers have turned to eBay to escape the rat race. Become your own boss and get the Power Seller Research eBook. It's a comprehensive, step-by-step guide that explains how to start an eBay business. The website is powersellerresearch.com. Again, that's powersellerresearch.com.
What's up, family? Check out a brand new book called The ABCs of New Orleans, written by the mother and son team, Karen and Brandon Blanchard. Together, they've collaborated their talents to write and illustrate a book about their beloved native city of New Orleans. So you can get the book right now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. It's called ABCs of New Orleans, and make sure that you get the one by Karen and Brandon Blanchard because there are other books with the same title. So, the ABCs of New Orleans available on Amazon right now. It's tax time again, so let the experts at Clark Pro Taxes make filing your taxes easy for you. They can prepare your taxes in person or virtually in all 50 states. Just snap a picture of your documents and leave the rest to them. Let Clark Pro Taxes prepare your personal or your business taxes. So get in touch with them right now at www.clarkprotaxes.com. Their calendars are open right now and they're pre-booking for the new tax season. That's clarkprotaxes.com and follow them on Facebook at Clark Pro Taxes. For all the hip-hop lovers and fans of the hip-hop culture, tune in to one of the hottest shows on YouTube. That is Red's View. Red's View, and Red is spelled R3D, by the way. It's a show that primarily focuses on hip-hop culture from hot topics, debates, music, artist interviews, reviews, and much more. It's hosted by hip-hop artist J. Red. Past interviews include interviews from Bone Thugs and Harmony's Crazy Bone and DJ Yella from NWA, Lotto, and many, many more. Catch Red's View every week by going to YouTube/R3DSView right now. Listen, are you ashy as hell? Do you have dry, parched skin? Does your elbows look like elephant knees? If so, you want to get your skin from crusty to lovely, go to ashkicking.com to get all the lotions, lubricants, and body butters that you need to get your skin in order. They got all types of health and beauty products, everything you need. They got incense, things to make your house smell good, things to make you smell good. So again, go to ashkicking.com. Again, that's ashkicking.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
You are now tuned in to the godfather of the game. Often imitated and always celebrated.
Stop sloganary. Sloganary kills people.
Hey yo, check this out.
Tariq Nasheed on Tariq Radio.
Let's go.
Be my goddamn thumb alone.
Oh, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning in. How is the family doing this lovely afternoon? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I hope you guys have shared the link to the broadcast. And I hope you guys have liked this YouTube channel and subscribed to the YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. Do not forget to subscribe, ladies and gentlemen. We're here chopping up good game as we always do. I hope you got your Aretasussi shirt at aretasussi.com, as you can see the link down there below. So let's get right into what we're going to talk about. We have a lot of things we're going to cover on today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. First thing we got to get into, the Black Lives Matter organization. Now, right now, there is an investigation. They're investigating the funds from the Black Lives Matter organization. They said like $90 million was raised and they can't account for $60 million of it during the George Floyd, or the uprising that happened after George Floyd. I don't like calling it the George Floyd uprising because it centers George Floyd, and it had really nothing to do with George Floyd particularly. Just that incident was so blatant, people just had to do something about it. So that was a culmination of many, many things building up. So it wasn't just George Floyd, but the uprising that happened globally after George Floyd. The Black Lives Matter organization, along with the white organizations that are really the shadow groups behind Black Lives Matter, they started raking in millions of dollars. They've always finessed money off the bodies of dead black men while at the same time marginalizing black men. These same organizations with the white benefactors, they give these people their talking points, and then they create this gender divide. And there's some black folks who still go along with the damn gender divide, and then they act surprised when the barrel turns on them. The white supremacist turns on them. And right now, you're seeing the white supremacist turning on them. If you look at the screenshot that's on the screen now, it says the Black Lives Matter mystery. Where did the money go? And they have the three front people of the Black Lives Matter organization on here. Now, let's be clear. I don't like using the word leaders because these women are not the leaders of anything. The organization Black Lives Matter, that's some white-run, shadowy group. All of these little white organizations in the background pushed them to the front as their front people, while the white people handled the money. Let's be very clear. And they gave these women all of their talking points. Remember, they pushed these women out here to create a gender divide. On the Black Lives Matter website, they were talking about how the movement is centered around black women and kishit black men aren't going to have a voice, and this ain't about the black man's voice, and this is black male misogyny. We're trying to fight against that as well as racism. They were on that thing for a long time. The white supremacists gave these fools enough rope to hang themselves. Family, you never go for that gender divide nonsense. These folks were sitting up here pushing that we're not about a nuclear black family. Forget about a nuclear family. We don't need that. This is about women, black women and black kids, and all of these white feminist talking points that were used to undermine black society. Well, these folks got all their money. They got as much money as they could get. Now, when some investigations are popping off, they're trying to see where all that money went. That money, let's be clear, a lot of that money went to white LGBT organizations because they were out here talking about, yeah, Black Lives Matter, but also Black Trans Lives Matter too. So we're going to use some of that money for Black Trans, which means white people. Black Trans, that's just a mascot. Black Trans people, there's not enough of them. So all those millions of dollars are going to go to white people. They ran a major finesse, and they do what white supremacists do. They let black people be the fall guy for the finesse. So now they're talking about all of these millions and tens of millions of dollars missing. And they're trying to see who's accountable for all of this missing money. And nobody's fessing up. Now, all over the country, let me show y'all some links here. All over the country, you have these attorney generals and prosecutors. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita calls Black Lives Matter a scam, falling house of cards. Indiana, let me read this. Attorney General slammed Black Lives Matter this week as a scam whose house of cards is falling amid the growing legal attention into the murky $60 million coffer. He said he was concerned about the activist group, which on Wednesday said it had shut down online fundraising after a legal letter from California Department of Justice. So they had to shut down their fundraising now because they're being investigated. They're being investigated right now. And the media is jumping all over this. Collapse of the Black Lives Matter scandal plagued charity will hurt black people and its donors who were only ever interested in their own self-righteousness are to blame, writes Kira Davis. Now, who is Kira Davis? That name sounds familiar. So she must be a black person. This is really white people, but they got a black person to say this. Founding member Patrice Cullors didn't waste time finding herself in a financial scandal since stepped down. So yeah, she bounced. Patrice Cullors, whatever her name is, she got the hell on. She bounced. This is her. She bounced some months ago, so she knew things was going to go down. She bounced and went, and they went on some buying sprees. They went and bought a bunch of houses and stuff like that. And remember, the liberal media kept putting them out there like that. It was the liberal media, the same liberals who were pushing them as the so-called leaders. These same people are talking about how they're buying all of these houses with the money. Cullors, a committed socialist and a woman who once bragged she was a trained Marxist, suddenly went to owning over $3 million in personal real estate holdings. So they're putting these women out here as the front people and the fall guy. Patrice Cullors' wife, Janaya Khan, who in turn purchased a pricey Toronto mansion for over $6 million. So they're putting all of their business out. These women, their white benefactors, caked them off some money. So they went on buying sprees. That money was never meant to really help black society as a group. It wasn't meant to set up anything. This was a bootlick grab bag. And now they're putting these women on Front Street. They're not talking about any of the white people who were involved in this stuff. I want you to notice this. They're not talking about any of the white people in Memphis. The cards are falling down all over the place. This is another sister, Pamela Moses. She was the founder of Black Lives Matter in Memphis. They just sentenced her to 6 years for illegally voting. So where's all the black girl magic that the white liberals were talking about? Where's all that black girl magic and sister girl doing big things? Boy, they're throwing the sisters all under the bus. You notice this? They sat up here and talked about all of this. Oh, you black women are different. Boy, y'all not like those black men. You are so much different. You're so much better. You work so hard, and we gotta center everything around you, black women. So yeah, leave those black men alone and y'all come on over here and let's prop you up. And the fools who fell for it, look at what's going on. Look at them. They're throwing them in jail. They're getting all into their financial situation. They're about to take their money. Come on. This is the wake-up call for the gender divide. This is why that gender divide thing, we should never fall for that. Black men and black women, we should never get into gender divides about each other. We are all the same. All victims are the same. All victims are equal. As our brother Neely Fuller says, all victims are equal under the system of white supremacy. Y'all sat up here, and not all, let me be very fair. Most sisters did not fall for that gender divide nonsense because most sisters, thankfully, saw it a mile away. They saw it for what it was. But then you had some of those who wanted to play the game, and now look what's happening to them. The house of cards is falling all the way down, ladies and gentlemen. And out here in California, look at this. California threatens to hold the Black Lives Matter leaders personally liable over missing financial records. So they're not going to the white people. What they mean, they're not going to go to the real people who's behind it. They're going to go to those people that they propped up as leaders. They're really powerless, but they let themselves get out here and be portrayed as the fall guy. They're being used as the fall guy. California Department of Justice has threatened to hold the leaders of Black Lives Matter personally liable if they fail to fork over the information about the charity's $60 million bankroll within the next 60 days. It is going down, ladies and gentlemen, with these folks. It is going down. The white supremacists play both sides of the situation. Y'all better understand, y'all cannot get in bed with the white supremacists against other black people. We can't play that game, family. We can't get in bed with the white supremacists over black people. When are we going to learn that never works? We're not going to form an alliance with them against other black people, family. That's part of the code. Never, ever, ever join with the white supremacists against a black person. It never works out. They always turn on you. They just save you for last. And these women sat up here and played this game, and the white supremacists gave them enough rope. They maligned themselves away from black society with all this gender divide. We were turned off by a lot of the stuff those women were doing from Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Tyrannosaurus Burke and all those folks, they gonna have some for her too. But they sat up here and talked all of that kish it black man and the straight black man, all the white supremacists of black society. They ran with that narrative, running with that gender divide, thinking that they were gonna retire happily ever after with the money that white mommy and white daddy chipped off to them. And white mommy and white daddy said, oh, no, no, no. We just use you as the front so that we could make a lot of money. We can maintain systematic white supremacist power, because with all of the marching and protesting, remember, I want y'all to be very clear. The organization Black Lives Matter didn't really get anything popping. And I was having a debate on the Twitter space the other day. This brother was talking about how scandalous the Black Lives Matter organization is and how they get so many protests popping. No, they don't. Most of the protests that gets popping, it gets popping from the grassroots. Black people on the streets making these things happen. And what happens is the Black Lives Matter, they send their minions out there. The white people send the Black Lives Matter minions out there to rebrand the protest. They go out there with a whole bunch of Black Lives Matter signs and t-shirts to rebrand it. But it's really the grassroots who make a lot of noise out here. but they're controlled opposition. Remember, they go out here, the Black Lives Matter organization, meaning the white-run organization, they'll go out here and pay a couple of black folks to go out there and say something crazy. Yeah, we got to burn the police station down. They got them saying crazy stuff to make them seem like they're grassroots, but they're not grassroots whatsoever. This controlled opposition. The white supremacists, they know how to play both sides of the situation. And remember, a lot of these protests, a lot of the white people that you see out there, they're not real allies. Let's be clear. Now, the numbers look good because it's a large number of people out there, but also understand a great majority of those people are working in law enforcement. You have a bunch of undercover cops running around. Also, you have white liberals out here who are basically standing out there so that they can keep an eye on black folks. Let's be very clear, because they don't want a situation like Reginald Denny. Like in L.A. riots, a white man named Reginald Denny, they pulled him out of a truck and beat him senseless. And they were beating white people left and right during the L.A. uprising in 92. So they don't want another situation like that. So what they do, they'll go out there and grab a sign and march with you and act like they're in solidarity. So you don't snatch them out of a damn car. That's why. You understand how they're strategic about a lot of stuff. Understand controlled opposition. So remember, they started sending people like D. Ray McKesson and all of those people to these protests as controlled oppositions. That's why D. Ray, when he started showing up on the scene, he was getting run off the block. They were slapping him up, running him off the block, because they knew that this guy was a phony. They knew that he was a phony and others were. So they had to flood the zone. They couldn't just send one or two of them out there. They had to make sure whenever there was an uprising or any type of riots or protest, they had to flood the zone with a lot of these bought and paid for flunkies and lackeys. Because one or two of them were too obvious. They get smacked up and get run out of there. But if you send a bunch of them out there, that'd give the illusion that this organization is really directing the energy on the streets, which they are not. But the gender divide thing, the bottom line, the gender divide thing does not work. It has never worked. Black men and black women, we have to stop falling for that con game, ladies and gentlemen. It never works in our favor. And these women sat up here and played that game, and now they marginalize themselves so much out here doing the electric slide and just a whole bunch of silly stuff, so that black folks don't really rock with them. And white people know that. White people understand that these people running out talking about straight black people ain't shit and kish it black men ain't this, they understand that this is going to turn the black masses off. These women were basically supported by white liberal organizations. It was white liberals propping these women up. Black society has never rocked with these women. These women they've never had any stock within black society at all. And them pushing a gender divide further pushed them away from black society. So now, white supremacist society, they understand that these women are vulnerable, so now they can attack. So they understand now, going into these women's pockets, blaming them for the missing money, they know these women don't have no support. That's why they're going after them. That's why they're going after them boldly. They know that these women have zero support within black society. And when black folks are being attacked, white people who used to support them, white people get on code and they're not going to support them. Notice you don't have any white people saying, hey, these women are cool. Hey, leave these women alone. Notice that? Notice you don't have no white people coming out here caping for them. I want y'all to understand how codification works. These women are now being thrown under the bus, and you don't have any white people caping for them right now. Now, juxtapose that to the way black folks are caping for Joe damn Rogan. Now, Joe Rogan has been called out here saying all types of racial nonsense, and you got black people, particularly a lot of black men, lining up caping for Joe Rogan, talking about he ain't no racist, leave Joe Rogan alone. That's shameful. Black males, I'm talking to the black men who's been out here supporting Joe Rogan, and you're not even getting none out of it. You're just supporting Joe Rogan and putting your reputation on the line to support Joe Rogan just for clout. You're doing it just for clout. And I said, look, if you're going to sit here and cape for Joe Rogan, make these folks come out the pocket. Make them come out the bag. I said the other day that Spotify and Joe Rogan should fund black grassroots organizations as a way to heal. If you want to show that you're sorry and if you want forgiveness, we should have them, Spotify and Joe Rogan, they got all this money. You should heal the community you've aggrieved by funding black grassroots organizations so that we can get the money to marginalize black groups. Now, I saw something in TMZ where they said Spotify and Joe Rogan, they helped marginalize groups. No, 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 that's not good enough. We're not doing the code word thing. The minority, we're not doing the people of color game. We're not doing the aggrieved group game. We're not doing the marginalized group game, because that means that anybody is marginalized. Money needs to go specifically to Foundation of Black American Groups, Spotify, Joe Rogan. And I was talking about this on my live last night, and I had some Negroes call up opposing that, talking about we shouldn't want money from people who don't like us. Why should we get money from white people and they don't like us like that? Why should we get that dirty money? Talking that Florida Evans talk. We don't need that dirty money. People get to talking that Florida Evans talk. Getting money from people who don't like you is precisely what you need to do. See, that's a power move, black folks. Black folks are so scared of power. Stop being afraid of power. You flex power by making people do two things: get punished or give up payments. See, black folks, we get satisfied with going out here, showing out, getting some attention, getting a couple of hugs and pats on the heads, and we think that's good enough. We try to take this fake, phony moral high ground. Make these people come up off the bag. I've seen so many black folks, comedians and entertainers out here caping for Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan ain't no racist. And you ain't even getting nothing out of it. You're putting your reputation on the line and you're not getting a damn thing out of it. At least say, hey, we got Joe Rogan to donate to some black schools around the country. So yeah, I don't think he's racist now. I could see that, but y'all just doing it for clout, out of fear. And remember, in India Irie, she was the one who initially put the tape up of the video of Joe Rogan using the N-word a number of times. She put it up, which has been floating around for a long time. It's nothing new. But when she put it up and she said, hey, I feel a certain way about Spotify having Joe Rogan on here and he's using the N-word. So now after that has gone viral and the Joe Rogan was on the hot seat, India Irie, look, they got her to flip. Look at this. I don't think Joe Rogan is racist now. So they got her to flip real quick. I don't think Joe Rogan is a racist for using the N-word. She was on Don Lemon. I think he's insensitive for using it. So just don't. I have to say, I did think he did a fine job with his apology. See? No, 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 no. Black folks, these apologies, no, they're going to have to come with a bag. See, black folks, we're so happy with just acknowledgement, a white person saying, hey, I'm sorry, black person. No. If you're sorry, let's see some paper. Black folks, stop being scared and stop being so easily flipped. Black folks get scared when you start flexing real power. That scares black people. See, black people will flex power for a second, and then when they see the effects of it, they get scared because you're not used to it. When you see something being done by one of your moves, you see actually some results. Black folks say, oh, let me back it up before they get revenge on me. Let me back up. Let me backpedal now because, ooh, I done made them do something. Uh-oh. Let me backpedal now. You know, all the white people is going to be mad at me. Boy, them eyes get to bucking. Black folks, stop being scared. Stop being punks. Have some integrity. The apology ain't enough. Let them be mad. Look, the dominant society, they're going to be mad at you anyway for anything you do as a black person. You live in a system of white supremacy, ladies and gentlemen. They're always going to be mad at you. They're going to be mad at you for whatever reason. Y'all should make Joe Rogan come off the bag and Spotify. These folks got hundreds of millions of dollars they're throwing around to spew this racist dribble. This harms black society. So in order to heal black society, give us some compensation to show a good faith effort of your gratitude and your remorse. We need money from these folks, and don't be afraid to say that. That's how we can make it better. Sorry, don't cut it. Because see, if you come out the bag, that would deter any other people from talking crazy over the airwaves like that. Any other shock jock or radio host, that will make them think twice before they get people on their show talking about all of this systematic, scientific racist dribble that Joe Rogan allows on his show. He allows all types of crazy stuff. Him saying the N-word, that was the least of what he was doing. That was the least of it. Joe Rogan has had people on here talking about black people with lower IQs and black people got a gene that makes them more violent. There's some very dangerous stuff that that man puts on his show. And Spotify promotes this stuff. And also Spotify gets all of this money from streaming the music of black artists, which they don't pay worth a damn. They get all of this money from black artists to turn around to give it to Joe Rogan to spew anti-black racism. And then you have black people afraid to hit these folks up for money, talking about why get money from people who don't like you. Family, black folks, white people get money from you all the time, and other groups get money from you all the time, and they hate your guts. Family, the Asian people who make money off of you, the people who do your nails and serve you orange chicken and all that, these people hate your guts. When you're in the shop, they start talking in other languages about you while you're funding them. At the Arab stores, the people you give money to at these gas stations, you fund their livelihood and they cannot stand you. These white NBA and NFL coaches who own these teams, not coaches, but team owners, the people who own these teams. Remember Donald Sterling, when that sister recorded him privately showing his contempt for his black players? This man makes billions of dollars off black players and he hates their guts. You understand? This happens all the time. People make money off black folks all the time and they hate your guts. So we think we're supposed to get money off people just if they like us and we like them. No, understand power. We got to start making people pay up. Just like with the Cosby situation, these white women who's talking about Cosby did all this stuff to him, which he didn't. It's been proven that he's innocent in the court of law. Bill Cosby is innocent. And by the way, I'm thinking about doing a documentary talking about Bill Cosby's innocence. I think that would be a good documentary, since so many people want to come out with documentaries talking about we need to have a conversation about Cosby and all of this stuff, the Kamau Bells. I'm thinking about doing a documentary exposing the lies about Bill Cosby, exposing the con game that they used against Bill Cosby. I think that would be a more interesting documentary because it would be the truth. It would be the truth. But the thing is, we got to stop being afraid. We got to make these folks come out the pocket. But with Bill Cosby, all of these white women with these false accusations, remember, all this stuff they were talking about Cosby, these white women wanted money. That was a money grab. They were trying to get money out of Bill Cosby. They were trying to get paper out of him. Gloria Allred and all these white women, they were trying to get Bill Cosby's money. You understand? So we got to understand the game out here, black folks. We got to stop being afraid. We got to stop being afraid to flex power. Too many black folks are afraid to flex power, especially when it comes to dealing with these politicians, with the voting. Speaking of voting, where are the Biden sexuals? Where are the Biden sexuals? Family, as you know, the story went viral yesterday. The Biden administration, they're trying to explain now, but the Biden administration got some kind of program where they got a $30 million grant that's going to be distributed to nonprofits and local governments as a form of racial equality, family. They're going to give out crack pipes as part of their racial equality advancement initiative. Biden's administration, they're going to be handing out crack pipes. They're saying that this is racial justice, ladies and gentlemen. Family, people thought I was playing when I put this up yesterday until they investigated it. Now they're trying to backpedal, trying to deny what the funding is actually for because it went viral and people were like, are you really spending this type of money to pass out crack pipes? Yes, they are. They're passing out money. They can't give us money for tangibles, but they're going to give out money to distribute free crack pipes so that people can smoke clean. So they can smoke clean, smoke meth and crack, and not spread COVID. Where are the Biden sexuals? This is your guy? Is this the guy you voted for, ladies and gentlemen? Is this your guy? I would like some Biden sexuals to call in. Let me give y'all the phone number. 818-850-5404. That's the phone number. I want some of y'all to call in, but I would like some Biden sexuals, some Biden supporters to call in. Boy, y'all been hiding lately. Biden has been showing out, and the Biden sexuals, they've been hiding. Their heads are down in the ground like ostriches right now. They don't want to be seen. But I want y'all to call up 818-850-5404. The Biden administration, man, they're just going bold with the anti-black propaganda at this point. Right now, this is trolling at this point. Because I think they know that black people are done with them. So they're just going ham right now. They're just going all out to say, hey, look, white voters, we're here for you. Look, we want to take some of those white supremacist voters from the Republicans. We're here for you. Hold on. Oh, wait. Damn. Boy, this phone gets loud. All right, what's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, man? This is Q from Victorville.
Hey, Q, what's on you?
I want to say, brother, thank you for everything that... What was that?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to... I'm definitely not a bisexual, man. Fuck it. Hell no, brother. I just wanted to call and give you a shout out and tell you I appreciate everything that you do, my brother.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. All right, let's get some more calls. Let's get some more calls in here. All right, let's see who this is. Oh, shit. Hey, what's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Flex? It's G-Rod from H-Town.
Hey, G, how you doing, fam?
What's going on? I'm going to be quick because I know you want the Biden sexuals to call in, but I don't think they're going to call in because they've been as quiet as church coon mouses, bro. Ever since the election, this administration ain't done shit for us. And every time, you know, we tried to say something before they got elected, you know, we always got shamed with the whole classic ancestors died for voting, you know, black girl magic, get Kamala in there. Biden might, you know, something might happen to him and Kamala might become the first black woman president.
Lord.
All that bullshit.
Yeah, man. You know? Man, but anyway,
now they're passing out crack pipes without and ain't done no tangibles and escalating tensions with Russia.
Yeah.
You know, to distract from the fact that they ain't done shit.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, man. Damn. Boy, this is loud. Okay, well, I don't know why this thing is so loud. Hold on. All right. Real heavy talk. Real heavy talk, family. Let me get this call. What's up? Who's calling?
First black woman president.
Hello?
Tariq.
Hey, brother. What's up, fam?
What's up, bro?
What's up? Did you just wake up, brother? What's going on with you?
I mean, he better than Trump.
Who, Biden?
Yeah.
How so?
What Trump would have did better.
How is Biden better than Trump?
I mean, Trump a racist.
So is Biden. So what's the difference?
So why do it matter then?
Did you vote for Biden?
Yeah.
Why did it matter to you? I didn't vote for either one of them, but it mattered to you. So why'd you vote?
If we wouldn't have voted for Biden, then Trump would have won.
And?
He would have been doing the same thing.
No, Trump has not done anything. He never put together any anti-black policies that directly harmed us, like Biden.
He called for them black kids to get executed.
He wasn't president then.
That's worse.
How was it worse than he wasn't president, sir?
Do you get tax cuts from Trump being president?
What does tax cuts have to do with anything, sir?
That got to be the reason why you want Trump in so bad.
I don't care who's in, as long as it's not Biden or the Democrats.
Do you get tax breaks?
What does tax break have to do with anything? I don't get any tax breaks. What does that mean? That's a talking point, sir. What does that mean?
That's what you and Charlamagne do. Y'all got talking points for Trump.
We do.
Y'all anti-Biden no matter what Biden do.
Well, why should we support Biden?
So Trump won't get in.
That ain't good enough. Now, let me ask
you. So you'd rather Trump be in. So yeah, would you rather Trump be in?
Trump would have been better than Biden. Yes, he would have been. Now,
How so?
Because Trump didn't put together.
What did Trump do for black people for 4 years he was in them?
He didn't put together policies that undermined us. He didn't flood us with immigrants, and he wasn't passing out crack
Biden
pipes.
Biden only been in for 1 year.
Man, Biden has been in politics for 40-something years. Biden was.
You just said he went. You said Trump went president. Biden went president.
But Biden was vice president for a long time under Obama. Biden has been in politics for 40-something years, and in those 40-something years, he has always undermined black people, sir.
What did he do? What did he do to undermine black people?
The crime bill, sir.
Black people wanted it.
Black
they
people
want to do that.
No, they did not, sir. Black people did
there
not.
There's news people telling him that he need to do something about the crime in the black
sir,
community.
Sir, those were the bootlegs that they bought and paid
they're
for. They did
black.
Not represent black
they're
people.
Black, though.
They don't represent
they're
us.
Black,
they don't represent us, though. They're not no black leaders. They're not doing what black people say. The black people are doing what they say, sir.
But
so Biden is
black
still
people
bad.
Begging for that deal.
No, they were not. No, they were not. Black people were not begging for a damn crime bill, sir. Where are you from, by the way, sir? Where are you from?
South Carolina.
Where's your family from?
South Carolina.
Are you a foundational black American, sir?
Yeah, no, I don't want Trump in.
Okay,
so. I'd rather deal with Biden than Trump.
And why is that? Why would you rather deal with Biden?
Because Trump are open racist.
So is Biden.
So why do it matter then?
So
you'd rather Trump than Biden, but both of them open racist?
Yes. Now, if we're dealing with open races, now we just have to deal with the lesser of the evils, and that would be Trump.
How is he the lesser of both evils?
Because what's Trump's crime bill against black people? Trump didn't put a crime bill out there. Biden did. So that's less evil.
He told the police when you arrest them, rough them up a little bit.
And Biden did, too. Biden supports police brutality against black people. Biden supports
But he didn't
that.
Say nothing like that.
But Biden allows it, and Biden funds these people to do it, sir. Biden funds them
yeah,
to
but
do
what,
it.
But Trump had 4 years, though. He didn't do nothing for black people for 4 years.
And he didn't do anything against black people.
Biden only been in for 1 year. He still got 3 more years to do something for black people.
And he's not. He's already said he's not. What he's doing for us is giving us crack pipes. Are you happy with the crack pipes, sir?
He's giving the white people crack pipes.
He said the crack pipes, their administration said that was a racial equality thing. So is that
That's
racial
what
equality?
The white community.
They said it's racial equality.
Racial. Uh-huh. They don't mean black.
Okay.
They don't mean black.
Okay. So racial
Many
equality.
Many different races.
Okay. So that is assumed that it's for black people too.
Why?
Because
opioid crisis in the white community right now.
So you're admitting that Biden ain't doing nothing for black people.
Just like Trump didn't do for 4 years.
But Biden is harming black people, sir. You're kind of talking in circles. I've explained.
Trump's base is full of racists.
So is Biden's.
Well, why is racist so against Biden? Biden so racist?
Well, races always bicker among themselves, sir.
Well, why are they so big on Trump then? When they support the person who the most racist?
Yeah, Biden. A lot of racists support Biden too, liberal races.
They ran into the Capitol because Biden won. That's not supporting him.
And look at a lot of these liberal judges giving them slaps on the wrists. Let's be very clear. A lot of the judges that are not punishing these people.
Trump said he's going to pardon them. Trump said he's going to pardon them.
Trump is not president now. What are you talking about, sir?
2024, he said, if I win, I'm going to pardon those on January 6th.
He don't need to pardon them because these people are barely getting slaps on the wrist. The punishment they're getting is the equivalent of jaywalking.
But I'd rather them get slaps on the wrist than Trump pardon them.
If Trump gets into office, these people would be out of jail already. If they even go, most of these people are getting probation. They're not getting punishment, sir. What are you talking about?
They're getting something compared to Trump not giving them nothing.
These folks are getting slaps on the wrists.
Slaps on the wrist is better than being pardoned.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. A slap on the wrist is a slap on the wrist. That is the same
thing. Harming black people.
They're already on the streets harming black people, sir. These folks ain't really doing no jail time.
They're Trump base.
Sir, no. It doesn't matter whose base they are. It's the liberal judges who's giving them slaps on the wrist, sir. There's no distinction with these people. There's left-wing white supremacy and white right-wing white supremacy. So you just satisfied with empty symbolic gestures then, right?
But it was either Trump or Biden. Trump is the worst.
Okay, you keep saying that, and you are not saying how.
Because we didn't have a choice but two presidents. Who go choose, Trump or Biden?
Sir, you're just saying anything.
Why would we choose a person who's more racist?
Sir, Biden is more racist based on his actions.
And let's get that cut.
Biden is more racist.
That's the only thing that makes sense. That's the only thing that makes sense.
You're making up a false scenario talking point.
If you get tax breaks, of course you want Trump and the Republicans then.
What tax breaks? Explain tax breaks. What do you mean by a tax break? How do I get a tax break?
People that make a certain amount of money get tax cut.
Okay, you get that no matter who's in office. That's whatever business you have.
The Democrats tax more. They tax the rich more.
How so, sir?
Trump gives the rich tax breaks.
Sir, you don't know what you're talking about, sir. You're just saying something that you heard.
That's why all the rich black people was in a frenzy when Biden said he's going to tax 60% on the rich.
Sir, you don't know what you're talking about. When you don't
Anybody can Google it, sir.
And it's okay to not know what you're talking about, sir. You're just talking.
So you don't get tax break from Trump. Sir, why would you want Trump in then?
Sir, You're going to have to stop babbling. You're babbling now.
Okay, go ahead.
If you have a business, no matter who's in your business, if it makes a certain amount of money, it's going to get a tax break just on the setup and the way businesses are set up. You can write things off with your business, no matter who's in office. That's a jive talking point that you have. It ain't got nothing to do with no Trump, sir. Stop that.
You get bigger tax breaks from Trump.
You're just talking, sir.
You don't?
Sir, no. You're just talking, sir. Sir, are you out there in Jim Clyburn's district?
I don't know who that is.
You're in South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. That's that Jim Clyburn district. Sir, did you go for the catfish nuggets and the fish fries that the Democrats had out there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you did
anything to get Trump out of there.
Okay, so you enjoyed going out there to eating catfish nuggets and enjoying the fish fries.
Why would any black person openly support Trump when he's an open racist against black people?
And why would you support Biden, who has crime bills against black people?
He's less racist than Trump.
That it don't work like that. How? You can't quantify their racism. If you're going to do that, it would be Biden's policies.
So both of them equal racist, then why are you wanting Trump in?
I don't care who's in, as long as it's not Biden. Trump is the lesser of the evil. Trump didn't put a policy together that harmed black people. He just didn't.
What harmed black people?
What harmed black people?
His base.
his
Biden's
base is harming black people. They're running up in black people's homes now, shooting them, sir. This is under Biden. Biden is the one who's sitting up here. His administration, Biden's administration is up here trying to get federal set asides for these people who kill black folks and throwing charges out, sir. Biden, right now, Biden right now closed the case for Emmett Till. They closed that. Tamir Rice.
Three races under
Biden.
Three races under Biden. Amar Amari.
That was on a state level, and the Biden administration tried to cut a side deal. No. Stop. Because Biden tried to cut a side deal with those racists who killed Ahmaud Arbery to get them in federal prison so they can have a cushy sentence. That's what his DOJ tried to do.
There was a hate crime charge, the federal charge.
Okay.
So that's federal.
Okay. Have a good day, sir. Okay. Then when you realize you're talking to somebody who's an idiot, okay. Sometimes it hits you. Wait, I'm talking to a complete moron. Okay. Sometimes you can't really have a logical conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, that right there is the average Biden supporter right there. That's the average Biden supporter right there, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all think he was playing? No, he was dead serious. That is the average Biden supporter. Dense as hell. That right there, completely illogical. No cognitive skills at all. No thinking skills at all. They just listen to talking points given to them by the white Democratic paymasters. Slow as hell. He less racist than Biden. Biden, he more racist. And then when you point out stuff that's infactual that they're saying, they just start babbling mindlessly. When I tried to point out that it was Biden and his administration that tried to cut a side deal with those racists who killed Ahmaud Arbery to give them a lighter sentence, this dude don't even know. He's just saying anything. Well, it was a federal charge. That federal. Okay. It a hate crime. Okay. That is federal, though. Oh, God. Then you realize, okay, I'm kind of talking to somebody who's like a child. So, family, and I'm just giving, and the reason I left him on the phone that long is just to set an example. Just to give you an example of the mindset of a Biden sexual. There's no reasoning or logic with those folks. Yeah, the Clyburn Jr. These are the people who you can get to vote for catfish nuggets and black eyed peas, ladies and gentlemen. These are the people who you can get to go out here and vote for collard greens. And these are the people who you can give crack pipes to, ladies and gentlemen, and they'll vote for you. Hey, man, I gave you some crack pipes. You sure did. I love you. Thank you for the crack pipe, massa. That's who the Democrats are pandering to at this point. Lord. So do y'all want to be on that level, ladies and gentlemen? That's how you look voting for Biden, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you look. You look like this dude right here. That's how you look when you go out here and vote for Biden and the Democrats after the only thing they offer you are crack pipes and collard greens. We got to do better than that, family. We got to be more politically savvy. Now, the only black folks who sit up here and vote for the Biden administration and the Democrats are slow people like that dude, the buttermilk biscuit catfish nugget crack pipe crowd, or the black immigrant crowd, who knows that the Biden administration is trying to undermine us. And speaking of the immigrant groups, have y'all seen heard the debate I had with the Somalian dude? Many of y'all heard it. That thing has gone viral. It's all over the place. Many people have reposted it on their YouTube channels of the Somalian dude trying to be gangster, threatening me, and people are clowning those dudes. It is hilarious. because people are seeing for the first time how a lot of the immigrant class kind of feels a certain way about us. But the Somalian dude is funny. Him and his threats. And people, you know, you can just imagine what the guy looks like trying to be gangster, making all of these threats. And I think the dude's stealing, and I haven't given the guy more clout. I'm not giving those guys clout because they make these little Twitter space pages, and what they want me to come in there and argue with them so that they can get views, and I haven't been doing that, so they've been slowly falling off. But, you know, they still get in these rooms and try to talk greasy and tough. And I know some of you are listening, some of and let's be clear, some of my East African folks, all of you are not on that BS. Most of you are not on that crazy anti-FBA tirade. Most of you are not on that. So I will give credit where credit is due. But the ones who sit up here, some of these East African cats, these Somalian cats, and these Ethiopian dudes who try to sit here and talk greasy about foundational Black Americans, especially when you try to talk tough. Let me tell you, there's nothing least gangster than a dude from Somalia trying to talk tough. That's the least scariest thing on the planet. There is nothing less scary than a Somalian dude trying to sound like a gangster. It's just absolutely nothing scary about you. Nothing. And these dudes be talking big talk. They be talking so damn tough over the internet. Will y'all please stop? Y'all are from the Not Gonna Bust a Grape gang. You know you're not gonna bust a grape. Please stop. Y'all be up here talking greasy and tough. Like y'all from, it's like a blaxploitation movie. It's comical like that. It's almost like a Somalian blaxploitation character. I might have to do a movie about that. Hold on. They be sounding like, hold on, let me find my blaxploitation music. This is how they be thinking they sounding. I guess they learn from our culture by looking at old movies and they try to sound like, I don't know what it is, but it's not scary. Hold on. This is how they think they sound. Hold on, wait. Watch out, sucker. He's the man with the plan who lives south of the Sudan. 93 pounds of starving dynamite. He has 8 wives and don't take no jive. He's not only hungry for food, he's hungry for revenge. Coming through a theater near you. He's just not full of flies, he's super flies. Flies buzzing all around his body. Super flies buzzing through a theater near you. Rated R, sucker. I'm not afraid of super flies. Super flies is not scary to me, guys. I'm sorry. You can't really sell your gangster. I'm just not buying it. I'm just not buying your gangster, man. Super flies is just not scary to me. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We had a great conversation on today's broadcast. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, BuckBreakingMovie.com, Aretasussi.com. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all have a great week, and we're going to chop it up this weekend. Follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And you guys have a great evening. Peace.